The Chinese population of Singapore rose both absolutely and relative to the total population there. The Chinese were about half the population of Singapore by 1840, three-fifths by 1881, and nearly three-quarters by 1931. Later, after Malaysian independence, Singapore was separated from the rest of the country because its heavily Chinese population would have given the Chinese a majority in the country. It was one of the rare cases of a nation deliberately parting with some of its own territory and people. The Chinese in early Singapore were plagued by the Tongs, especially because many of these Chinese were Christians outside the orbit of the secret societies. More than 500 Chinese in Singapore were killed by the Tongs in a week of riots in 1851. 400 were killed in another set of riots in 1854. Regional differences exacerbated religious and other differences reflected in these clashes among the Chinese in Singapore. The Chinese began planting rubber and mining tin in Malaya in the 19th century. Both became major industries and major exports of the country. The early tin miners were mostly Malays, but the discovery of rich deposits in the middle of the 19th century brought a large influx of Chinese miners. There were about 9,000 Chinese miners in 1877 and 50,000 by 1882. By 1931, there were more than 70,000 Chinese mining tin and more than 160,000 Chinese growing rubber. European capital and technology competed with the Chinese in Malaya tin mining and eventually became predominant. As of 1920, the Chinese-owned mines produced nearly two-thirds of the tin in Malaya. But by 1938, the European mines produced two-thirds. The Malays themselves played a negligible role as investors, owners,